Okay, today is Daf Chaf Dalid. We're on Chaf Gimel Amud Beis by the Gemara. So the Mishnah said that what if an aide sees the sun? What if an aide sees the moon before the sun? And what if he sees it after the sun? If he sees it in the north or he sees it in the south? So the Gemara says, but Hainu Lufnei Achama, Hainu Litzfona. That's the same thing. Seeing it before the moon, before the sun, is the same thing as saying, did you see it in the north? How exactly that's true, I don't know. But the Gemara says that. Hainu L'Achara Achama, Hainu L'Droma. And behind the sun, it's in the south. So it's the same thing. So the Gemara says, yeah, Amar Abaya. What it means is like this. First of all, it's not such a kasha, because they could ask the same question in a different way to see if they even know what they're talking about. It's not such a kasha. Anyway, Pigimasa, the Pigima of the moon, right? A moon, the moon, is a ball. But you don't always see the ball. It's a sphere. But you don't always see it. Sometimes you see the glow, a sliver. And sometimes it's a bigger sliver. But that sliver, like the C shape, it's shaped like a letter C. That C shape, the opening, is Pigimasa Lefnei Achama or Achar Achama. What I meant to ask was, is the Pigima before the sun or behind the sun? In other words, when the sun's looking at the moon, does it see the opening of the sea or the curvature of the sea? If it says it sees the opening of the, that's impossible. Why? Not because science says so. Not because it's impossible in science. If you look your whole life, you'll never see that the sun's facing the opening of the moon. That's not the reason. The pasuk says it. The chsiv, it says, Ham shel v'fachat imo osi shalom bimromov. Meaning, it's shalom, Hashem made shalom in the sky. Me'olam lo ras achama pigimasa shalavona. The sun never sees the opening of the moon. Also,
science doesn't work, but using a pasuk that doesn't have nothing to do with
right,
it does.
Right, exactly. Right. Exactly. Why is the sky blue? Because the pasuk hints to it, right? Not because you go look and you see it's blue. Why is it blue? Because the pasuk says. Why is the sun never see the opening of the moon? Because the pasuk says. It doesn't even really say it. The pasuk hints to it. And then the sun also never sees the opening of a rainbow. Well, that also makes sense because the rainbow is usually down, right? Pigimasa shel lavana, why not? Why does
it explains Matthias is there, but why is Matthias because of the pasuk?
Correct. Why? So Pigimasa shel lavana, right, it's a good part. The Matthias is the Matthias. Why is that way? Why was it created that way? Because I'll tell you why. Pigimasa shel lavana, the chal shadaite pigimasa. Because the moon feels bad, right? Because we all know the story, the moon was made smaller. So the moon has a cycle like that. The sun doesn't have a cycle. So the moon was made felt bad. So for the sun to stare at the moon like that and embarrass the moon even further, Hashem said, I'm not doing that. And Shalkeshes, how come the sun never sees the Pigimasa Shalkeshes? How come the sun never sees the opening of the rainbow? The Lolimu of the Hechama, so the people that worship the sun shouldn't say, Gire ka Mishadya. He's throwing spears at it, throwing arrows at it. What does that mean exactly?
He's using the bow.
He's using the sun's using the rainbow as a bow to shine on the world. That's not true. So the sun worshippers shouldn't get a leg up, so Hashem never let it happen like that. Okay. Next. Kama have gavoa le'ein hayinata. How high was the moon? What shape was it? Right? Tanachada l'tzvona l'dvariv kayamin l'dvor malor marklum. If he said to the north, that's good. If he said to the south, that's nothing. I vatani ibchim will the opposite. L'droma kayamin, l'droma. If he said it to the south, l'dvarav kayamin. L'tzvona lo maklum. If he said it to the north, not lo kasha, not a kasha. Khan, when we said that if the south is good, that's bimotzachama. That's in the wintertime. Khan, when we said the north is good, summertime, I'm sorry. And Khan, when we said the north is good, that's bimotzachama. That's in the wintertime. Again, what's going on here with the astrology? I don't know. I'm not going to understand it no matter how much time I spend on it, so that's just like a mom's waste of time. I'm just not going to understand this. You need charts and pay, and you know, exactly what this means, I don't know.
Next shoes?
Yeah, you can spend a whole night on this. We'll do a Kiddush HaChodesh
Athon. You think
that's challenge? Tanu Rabbanan. Echad Amar Gvoa Beis Mardot. If someone said the moon was too... Amarda is something that you use to get the animal to plow. Right, some kind of implement. It was two of those high. V'charama gimel. And one said it was three high off the ground. Tedusan kayemet. Because why? Because they're very close in time. They're very close. A guy says 2.5 inches. He says no, it's 2.8 inches. It's the same thing. That's okay. However, echad amar gimel v'echad amar hey edusan betela. One says three. One says five. It's batel. Avol mitzdarfin le'edus acheres. But it's good for other edus. What does that mean?
You don't talk about the whole group.
No, that's not what Rashi says. Rashi says way at the bottom. This is a gigantic Rashi explaining the thing about the north and the south and the winter and the summertime. It's a massive Rashi. It's that Rashi says, Echad mehen mitzdarifim echad acher shiomer kamoso. In other words, Reuben and Shimon say this, one thing. Three. And Levi and Yehuda say five. So we don't listen to either of them. They're both no good. However, Reuben, Shimon, or Levi, or Yehuda can join up with Yitzchak and give other testimony. Tosfos says, that's not so simple. Because there's a Gemara like that in the Eidus Gemaras and Shavuot. What if Reuben and Shimon say that A killed B? And then Levi and Yehuda come and say, no, A didn't kill B. C killed B. Right? So what happens now? What's with these Eidim? It's a machlokas. Some say nothing, and some say the Eidus Sheker. The Eidus Sheker. Someone's lying here. What? Someone's lying. Which one's lying? I'm not sure. But one of them's lying.
One witness.
Correct. One witness. I said Reuven or Shimon or Levi or Yehuda could join up with Yisachar.
What happens if Reuven and Shimon come together?
Right. And say one thing. Three.
So they accept. Why they not accepted?
The ark.
No, I'm sorry. Reuven says three and Shimon says five. That's what I'm saying. Reuven says three, Shimon says five. So one of them's lying. So we let one of them go testify now with Yisachar and give different ages. No, the same subject. Oh, the same subject. Right? Right? What I think the halacha is over there in Shavuot is Reuven and Shimon say A killed B. Then Levi and Yehuda say no, C killed B. So what do we do with these four people? Some say they're all Eidi Sheker. Now, can one of these Reuven, Shimon, or Levi, or Yehuda testify about that he owes him $100? Or they're Eidi Sheker for the rest of their lives? I don't know. So some say no. Some say maybe yes. It's not so simple, this halacha.
Why don't we consider all four of the Eidi Sheker? Maybe they're all saying something different.
And it's a machlokas in the Gemara about that. We could be. Yeah. We just don't know. So how do we treat them? So one man says, it's not this. Let them all go home and we'll ignore them all. Are they sheker? No, we're just ignoring them. Right. I say, no, it's a sheker. One of them's lying.
So one of them's here.
Somebody's lying here. We don't know which one. So we would let them testify with another person on some other matter. Okay. Next. Tana Rabbanan. Reinuhu b'mayim. If we saw the reflection in the water, the moon. Reinuhu b'ashashis. We saw it through a glass. Some kind of glass. Reinuhu ba'avim, we saw it in the clouds. Ein me'idin alav. They can't testify. Chatzi ba'mayim, chatzi ba'avim. Half in the water, half in the clouds. I don't know what that is. Chatzi ba'ashashis, half in the glass. Ein me'idin alav. Then they also can't testify. So Gemara says, one second. Hashta kulu amarta lo. Chatzi mi'baya. Well, if we say the whole thing in the reflection, it's no good. The half is going to be good. So, ala hachi kamar. Chatzi ba'mayim. Half in the water, half a reflection. Chetzia b'kat rakia, half in the sky. Chetzia b'avim, half in the cloud. Chetzia b'rakia, half in the sky. Like half of it was blocked. Chetzia b'ashashes, half through a glass. Chetzia b'rakia, and half not. Ein me'idin, also no good. It's not good testimony, you have to see the moon clearly. You can't see it through some reflection.
I'll get the question.
I'm not sure what that means, half. Because it made no sense. What do you mean half?
If they see the whole thing through a glass,
it's no good.
Of course, not good because you don't see a clear.
Correct.
So half might be okay. What's the question they want?
That's the answer. The answer is half. What do you mean? If the whole thing is no good, how can half be good?
Why? You're seeing half is no good, half is good.
You're not seeing the whole picture. Clearly, no, but if you see half of it clearly and half not clearly, maybe
right. So exactly. So that was the Gemara's question. The answer was what you're saying. Right. Maybe half is good, half is also not good. Tana Rabbanan, Reinu v'shuv, Reinu, we saw the moon. V'shuv, we take a little second take, a second look. Lo Reinu, and then we don't see it. Ein me'idin alav, they can't give testimony. So Gemara says, why not? Kol hachi chazu le'vazli, they saw the moon, but they'll go testify. Now the cloud went ahead and blocked it, so what? So Gemara says, here's Amar by hachi kamar, Reinu me'elenu, we saw the moon, but we weren't concentrating. We saw it for a second, ooh, the new moon, let's go take a look, and then we'll go give Eidus. Vishavnu lo reinu mi datenu. Now they want to look at it. V'lo reinu, but we didn't see it. So then ein me'idin alav, they can't give testimony. My time, why not? Because Omar kuvisa da iva ba'alma hu d'chazi. Maybe they saw something else. Maybe they saw some, what?
A bright star.
A bright star, some reflection. Who knows what it was? A UFO? We don't know what it was. So they can't give testimony. Next. Rosh Bezdin Amar Mekudesh. The head of the Bezdin says, oh, Rosh Chodesh, it's Mekudesh. V'chol ha'am on achrav Mekudesh Mekudesh. And then the whole nation, what was there, I guess, will say, Mekudesh Mekudesh. This is the Makar, where we do Rosh Chodesh benching in Shul, that the Chazan says it, and then everyone answers. Right? It's Bedafka done that way. It's a Zecher, a Remes to this Mishnah. Bein Shiner Bizmano, Bein Shalon Nir Bizmano, Mekachin Oso. Whether it's day 30 or day 31, doesn't matter. Rabbi Elizabeth Tzadok Omer, no. Im Lo Niru Bizmano, if it's not day 30, Ein Mekachin Oso. Then you don't do this procedure. Why? Because Kvar Kichum Shemayim. It's already been decided. There's no such thing as a 31-day month. No such thing. So if on day 30, you still haven't so and so the moon, what are you saying Mekudesh for? It's already Mekudesh. Nothing more to do. So that's kind of common sense like you. The Rabbi Elazar Tzadok says no. Now in the Gemara we're gonna have a third shika, because we're gonna say the opposite. When it's the 31st, you mean Mekudesh, and not when it's the 30th. So what's the reason for that? So we'll see in a minute. So Rosh Bezdin Benahani Mili, how do you know all this? Amar of Chia Bar Gamda, Amar of As Yosi Ben Shol, Amar Rebbe, Amar Kra, Vaydaber Moshe Smor De Hashem. This is Vaydaber Moshe, right? Mikan Sherosh Bez and Amar Mekudesh, right? Moshe spoke. V'chol Amon Achra Mekudesh Mekudesh. Minol How do you know that everyone has to answer back? Amar Rav Papa, Amar Kra. It says Asher Tikru Osam Karibe Atem. Don't read it Osam because the word Osam there is without a vav. Read it Atem with a vav. I'm sorry. Read it anyway. You can read it Atem, Atem. No, in the Torah, here in the Gemara, they put a vav in there. In the Torah, there's no vav. So yeah. It says, Osam without a vav. It could be Atem, meaning you, meaning Klal Yisrael, should respond back and answer. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Omar, Eluhei Moadai, Heim Yomru Moadai. They, Bnei Yisrael, should say, it's my Yomtah. Mekudesh Mekudesh trades in the Lamali. Why did it say it twice? Dechsev Mikro'e Kodesh. It says it in plural. If you don't see it in the right time, you don't say anything. You don't, but not Mekadesh it. Tanya, Plimo Omer, Plimo said like this, Bizmano, if it's in the right time, Ein Mekadeshinoso. Then you're not Mekadesh it. But Shalom Bizmano, Mekadeshinoso. In the right time, I'm sorry, the wrong time, then you are Mekadesh it. Why? Because when the Gemara says right time means day 30. The wrong time is day 31. So in the right time, what do you have to be Mekadesh for? It's already, you did the right thing. In the wrong time, I need to be Mekadesh. It's a funny shita. That's what he holds.
But it can't be in the wrong time.
When it says it doesn't mean wrong time. It's not wrong time, but it's not the better time. Rav Elazar Rav Shimon Omer, Benkach Benkach Ein Mekadesh. So, no matter what, you don't do it. Shenemar, V'kadashta Mes Shnasa Chamishim. Shonam Atam Mekadesh. Years yet. Not months. Amr of Yehuda, Amr Shmuel, Halacha, Kerebi Elazar Tzadok. We paskin like Rebbe Elazar Tzadok in our Mishnah, that day 30 yes, day 31 no. Amr Abaya, Af Anan, Nami Tanina. We looked at the brights like this. Reuhu Bezdin, Bezdin saw it. It's actually a Mishnah later in the parak. V'chal Yisrael, or it's later in the Masechta. V'chal Yisrael, everyone saw the moon. The clear night, everyone was out, and everyone saw the moon. Nechgru Ehedim. So they started to examine Edim. They didn't have a chance to declare it, and Shkia came. So what's the story? So, Harezim Mu'ubor, you have to wait another day. Why? Because they didn't have a chance to declare it till the day was over. Mu'ubor in Mekudesh Lo. What do you see? That Mu'ubor, yeah, but Mekudesh, you don't have to declare Mekudesh. Since he left it out. So that's not a raya. Mu'uber is trichalei. They were focusing on the mu'uber part. Why? I would have thought. Hal v'renu bezdin v'chol Yisrael. Afar sima. Since everyone saw it, it's publicized knowledge and just testifying with the edim was just a formality. And really, today should be Rosh Chodesh. V'lo libruha. It should not be pushed off. Kamash one. We don't say that it gets pushed off. The mekudesh. The Mishnah wasn't talking about that issue. Do you declare mekudesh or not? That's not the focus over there. So it's not a riot either way. Okay, this is the main part of the daf today. Demus Tzuras Levana Hayu Lo L'Rabban Gamliel. Rabban Gamliel had pictures of moons, of the moon shapes, in his study, in his office, right? And Betavla. in a poster.
On a tablet.
Ubekosel and on a wall. Bali also in his study. Shebehen Mara Esad Yotos. He would show this to the ordinary people. But Omar Hazeh Riz Okazeh. Had a look like that, and he would show them different pictures. So the Gemara says Umishari. Is that even mutter? But see if it says Lo Sason Iti. Don't make like me, which means Lo Sason Kidmus Shamashi. Don't make an image like my servants, meaning sun, the moon, the stars. You're not allowed to draw them. So what's going on here? So right away, the Pnei Yeshua asks that you're only not allowed to make a complete picture. So Rabbi Gamliel didn't make complete pictures. So how is it good? What's the issue anyway? So he gives one answer, then the Sfasemis gives another answer. He answers what Rabbi Gamliel must have done was he created a full moon, a complete circle, and then he blackened out every part except for the part he wanted to show the guy. So it looked like a full moon, and like 98% of it was black, and 2% of it was a sliver of like glow blue. And how'd it look? That's one answer. The other answer is because he made a full image of the moon.
But then he cut it down to make.
It was too colored. But it's the full moon. The other answer is given by the Sfas Emes. He says no. Since we view the moon like that, that's considered shleimus. Since sometimes we see the moon only a sliver, that's shleimus for the moon. So it's not a shot. It's not holding that akasha. Okay. Anyway, we're not going to get to the answer till way in the bottom of a base. It's a long sugya now. Amar Abaya. First answer is like this: Lo asra Torah, ella shamashim she'efshar la'asosan kemosan. The only issue is if you make something that could exist, right? Like what? Kidetanya. Lo yasa adam. Bayis tav the tehechol. You're not allowed to make a house with the same dimensions as the tehechol. Not allowed to do that. Or achsadra, or a porch, tavnas ulam, which has the same dimensions as the ulam, which is the outer chamber of the Beis HaMikdash. Chatzar keneged azara. You can't make a chatzar look like just like the azara. Shulchan keneged shulchan. You can't make a shulchan like the shulchan. Menorah keneged menorah. You can't make the menorah. Avol oseh shel chamisha v'shel shisha v'shel shmona. You want to make it 5, 6, or 8 candelabra, that you can do. But to make it just like the menorah, that you're not allowed to do. So it's a big discussion. What if I make a seven branched candelabra that's six inches tall? Did I violate this din? The Gemara seems to say I did. Gemara says you can't make a seven. Doesn't say the size. He says 5, 6, or 8 you could. What does that mean?
And we see all the time pictures of the menorah. We see tiny pictures.
Yeah?
We see pictures all the time. Take a look at Oxford. We see pictures of the menorah.
That's the actual menorah.
Huh?
That's the menorah. Right? So what's the Chodah Mikdash doing? They made the menorah.
Exactly.
So that's okay.
Exactly.
What? So that may be okay, because they're making the menorah. They're not making a copy.
They're making a
right? We're going to make a wedding hall. It's going to look just like the Beis HaMikdash. It's not the Beis HaMikdash.
Right.
It's a wedding hall. It's going to look like the Beis HaMikdash. You shouldn't do that. Right. No, it has to be exactly the same. Right?
Same size, everything.
V'shal shivin lo yaseh, but don't make a seven branch candelabra, right? A menorah. Or as they say, a chanukiah. Afilu shel shar minei matachas. Even if it's not made out of gold. Even if it's made out of other metals. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Huda, Omer, af shel eit, even wood lo yaseh. Kedar sh'asu malachis beis chashmonoi. Like the Chashmonoim did after the Chanukah story, they had to make out of wood, then they had got more money. So Amrlo, now, Misham Raya, now they never made it out of wood. There's only argument on the wood part. They never made it out of wood. She pudin shal baratel hayu. It was sticks of metal. V'chipum babat. And they lined it with lead. It looked like wood, but it wasn't really wood. So wood's not a problem. But there was never a menorah of wood, right? That's not a problem. Now, Heshiru, and they got rich. Asum shal kesef, they made it out of silver. Chazu v'yishuru, then asum shal zav. Then they made it out of gold. So what's Abaye's answer? Abaye's answer is, the only iser is making things that are real. Like the menorah, the shulchan. I can't make the moon. No human being has the ability to do that. So to draw a picture of it's not a problem. That's the answer. That's the first answer. Now we're going to refine that answer. One second. Vishambashin she'i afshel la'asos and kamosa mishari. Is that even true? That's mutter? Vatanya, but the Brisa says like this, Lo sasun iti, don't make like me. Lo sasun kidmus shamashi hamishamshim lefnei marom, lefonai b'marom. Don't make anything that's up with me in the heavens, says Hashem. That's what it means. So you can't make anything. So I'm Rabbi, no. You know what that means? It only means one thing. Lo asra Torah el demus arba ponim b'hadi adadi. You can't make a four-headed figure, the four beings on Hashem's throne. What are those four beings? A lion, eagle, an ox, and a human being. That you can't make. Some crazy four-headed, some creature like that. That you're not allowed to make. The moon? Why not? Right? Now the Gemara says like this. One second. If that's true, if I can't make some four-headed being, el parts of adam luchude tishteri. So what about a human being by itself? That I can make. Alama tanya. So why did we learn like this? Kol apartos mutarin. Any image is mutar. Chutz mi parts of adam, except for a human being. I want to make a picture of an elephant. I'm allowed to do that. Picture of a human being? Not so simple. Amar Rav Huna. By the way, this is a huge topic. In art and other things, it's a very big topic.
So you're not allowed to make a portrait of a person?
No. No. I have a cousin who's an artist. He never draws people. He always draws them covered and, you know. Some say if it has to be perfect, if you make the nose a little funny and the ears a little funny, it's okay. It's a very big topic. It's not such a simple topic. Anyway, so I can't make a four-headed creature, but a human being I could make. But we have a bride that says you can't do that. From the shiurim of Abai, I learned like this: Lo sasun iti, lo sasun osi. Meaning, yes, and a human being is also a problem. A human being is also a problem. What's not a problem? The moon. So what can't you make now? You can't make anything that looks like anything that's real, like the shulchan, the menorah. You can't make that. You can't make a four-headed creature. And you can't make a man, a picture of a person. Those three things now are usher. The moon, still mutter. You haven't asked the moon yet, correct? Okay? So far, so good?
Yeah, the real problem I have is, are we talking about making an image or making a picture?
A picture.
You're not talking about carving.
No. We're going to get to the carvings in a minute. But before we do that, we have to see this Tosfos. Lo sasun iti. Unbelievable Tosfos. Listen to what Tosfos says. Vim Toma, one second. Maika Omar. El dmus arba ponim. So we said you're not allowed to make a four-headed person, right? As we said, so you can't make a four-headed person, and you also can't make a human being. So then, one of the four heads of the four-headed thing is a human being. So it's saying the same thing twice. Typically, learn out mishum turas adam luchudei. One second, if I can't make a human being, then how can I make a four-headed creature? One of the four heads is a human being.
Yeah, but a human being has only one head, doesn't have four.
So, but the other three are someone else. So if I can't, how am I making the four-headed creature?
What?
How am I making the four-headed creature?
Right, but a human being only
because then one of them is a human being. I'm not allowed any human being. So I'd have to ask that. Anyway, it's Usher. So V'yishlam, Tos answers, no. Ki ikashar partsufim im adam sharitvei. No. If you're making a four-headed creature, and one of the heads happens to be a human being, that I would think is mutter.
Yeah,
because it's not alone. With other heads, it would be mutter. Inami, or how about this one? Inami, another answer. So then the Torah had to answer it separately. The Brisa had to answer it separately, a four-headed creature, right? Inami, or imatzu tzuras adam. What if I find I'm walking down the street and I find a picture of a man? Then what I'll do? I'll add the other three heads now. And I'll make it's here. It's already here. Someone made it already. Also, lahashlan l'dalad panim. You can't add the four. Mihu, the other three, right. Mihu kasha. The parts of Adam Luchudei, typically Mikruvim, Sha'al Hakapores. One second. How could you make a man anyway? Anyway, you're not allowed to do that. Because you're not allowed to copy anything in the Beis HaMikdash. And there's a Kruvim, has the face of a person. How could you do that? V'yesh Lomar, Tosfos answers, Delo Mikro Shamashai. No. The Kruvim were not called something that Hashem needed, that served Hashem in the Beis HaMikdash. Not the Shulchan of the Menorah. Kruvim don't have that din, and therefore that wouldn't have asked her making the face. Okay? You hear that? Make sense?
No.
We don't know what the Kruvim are, right? Listen to this. Ooh, what about Kruvim Sheba Shemayim? What about angels? Well, Lo Nisbar, we have no idea what they look like. Right? We have no idea what they look like. Right? Amazing part, no? So what do they look like? How could you ask it? We don't know what they look like. I don't think anyone ever saw one of those. Avram Avinu saw one. Right? Hagar saw them, right? The Hagar, they were like regular people.
And this week's Haftorah, what do you call them? Manoah.
Right, right. Right. Even though Tosfos says that, the Gemara asks the following question. So what did we ask for so far? We only asked for three things. A human being, a four-headed creature, and anything that serves Hashem in the... Like the menorah, the shulchan, those things are aser.
Why does the Gemara mention a four-headed?
Because those are the four faces on the chair on Hashem's throne. You know what those are, by the way? They are the four representations of the four degolim in the Machane. Yehuda is an Aryeh. Reuven was an Adam. Then what do we have left? Yosef is a Shar, and the last one is an eagle. What kingdoms?
The bird kingdom is the eagle. Of the animal kingdom is the lion. Of the domesticated animals, it's the shark. And of the top of the food chain is us.
That's another good part. I've never heard that before. Excellent. So, Ebenezer says what I said about the four degolim. The four camps is represented by the throne of God. Okay, whatever it is. Why those animals, Badafka? Right? Why was the lion on Yehuda's? Okay, so, okay. That's getting off topic. Anyway. Bishar Shamasha Mishari. One second. Other things you're allowed to create. I'm allowed to make a picture of the moon. Vaha Tanya Losasan Iti Losasan Kudmusta Hamisham Shamashai Hamishamshin Lifnin Fulafanai Bimaram. You're not allowed to make anything that's up there in the heavens. Kigon, for example, Ofanim, angels, Srafim, other angels, Chayos, other angels, Hakodesh, the holy ones, Umalachi Asharis, other angels. Just said a second ago, Tosfos said we don't know what they look like. Right? We don't know what they look like. You can't make them, whatever they look like, you can't make them. Amar Abaya, no. Lo asra Torah ela shamashim shibamadra elyon. But that's only in the upper chamber, the seventh chamber of heaven. But shamadra tachton. But what? But the moon. Rashi says is in the second chamber of heaven, the second one. That's mutter. Vishamadra tachton mishari. Is that really mutter? Vatanya. But we learned asher bashamayim. Anything in the heavens you're not allowed to make. The Rabbos comes to include chama, levana, kochavim. Mazalos, now you can't make anything. You can't make the sun, you can't make the moon, you can't make stars. Mima'al, on top of that, is L'rabbas Malachi Asharis. You can't even make angels. So what do you see here? You can't make the moon. Now, Ki Tanyahi La'avdam. Now that's only, you're only making it to serve it. But if I'm making it to try to get Adib to tell him what it looked like, that's mutter. Mala, serve it. So, I La'avdam. Wait a minute, you're making it to serve? You're making a picture to serve, then I feel the shul shakat nami, then you can't even make a bug. You can't even make a picture of a bug if you're going to serve. Because you're right, enochanami, you can't do that, exactly. You're going to serve a bug, you can't make a picture of a bug. Titanya, asher ba'aret, it says on the earth, l'rabot, harim, a mountain, givos, valleys, yamim, oceans, naharos, rivers, afikim, the horizon, geos, valleys, mitachas, l'rabot, shul shakat, even a small little worm. Yeah, of course not. No, you want to make a picture to look at the art, that's mutter. But to serve it, no matter what it is, you're not allowed to do that. What? Exactly, it's a vote of zara. It doesn't matter what it is. So that's not an answer. So so why was it mutter for him to make the picture of the moon? Because he wasn't serving it. Can you make a picture of a moon stam? It's a problem. Again, halacha l'maisa, what's the story? Not beyond the scope of this dot. But you want to make a picture to for Adim? That's mutter. You're not serving it. So one second.
Take a picture of something.
It's a big shiloh. It's not so simple. I mean, people do it. Hey, go into everyone, any every home has a picture of trees. Right. What?
Because the time for Avodah Zarah was taken away.
Therefore, you're not allowed to make pictures? I don't know. If I see a gridas of Mishari, one second. What about looking, one second, so just creating, just making a picture. So now we said making a picture is mutter? For Tanya, Losasun E.T., Losasan Kidemus Shamashai Hamishamshin Lefonai. You're not allowed to make anything. Kigon Chama Levana Kochavim Umazalov. You're not even allowed to make it. Right? So the Gemara answers, Shiny Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel was different. So one second. So now he said, you can't even make it even if you're not going to serve it. Just to make it's a problem. How can Rabbi Gamliel do it? He didn't make it. He had the guy made it. Shiny Rabbi Gamliel Dacherim Asulo. Somebody else made it for him. Now you're allowed to have it. If you're not going to serve it, but you can't make it yourself. So you can buy art that you didn't draw as long as you're not going to worship it. So most people don't worship art, so therefore it's mutter. Right? So Gemara says, one second. What? All right. Being an artist yourself is a problem. Now, is it really a problem? I don't know. I don't know. I don't think it's a problem because Ma'atzei B'chalyon, people do it, right? So I don't. I just don't know. What? What? Yeah, I know. I said goyim. I said goyim. Right? Not someone else. A goy. Baha. Rav Yehuda da Acher Masulo. No, it doesn't intermarry. But Rav Yehuda da Acher Masulo. But Rav Yehuda had a story like this. That somebody else made him something. V'amar le Shmuel Rav Yehuda. Shinana. Some of me ain't a didon. When are you going to get rid of that thing? Right? When are you going to get rid of that thing? When are you going to get rid of that? Right? So the Gemara answers. What was it? It was a signet ring. And there was an image on the ring. So Shmuel said, no, when are you getting rid of that? And he didn't make it. A guy made it. And he's not worshipping it. So it's plus pshat. Why did Shmuel say get rid of it? And the Gemara is okay to keep it. So Hashem over there. What? Hasam over there, chosamo bolet hava. It stuck out, right? It was engraved, right? Umishom chishada, and we're afraid. What are we afraid of? When it's 3D now, right? Because it's engraved. It's 3D. Now what's the chishad? Right? Rashi says the chishad is an avodah zara. Right? If it's two dimensional, who worships a picture? You snap a picture of a tree. Who worships that? But if it's 3D, a different story. Sigmar says, Kidatanya, Tabas Chosamo, if you have a signet ring, Bolet, if it sticks out, Asr Lahanicha, you're not allowed to wear it. But Umuto Lachtamba, but you can use it to sign. Right, but Chosamo Shakua, if the seal is not 3D, it's Shakua, it's sunk in, then Mutter Lahanicha, it's Mutter to wear it, but Asr Lachtamba, but you can't use it to sign. Right, why can't you use it to sign? Exactly, and it makes it 3D4, but you can wear it. It's no different than Rabbi Gamliel having a picture in the wall, right? Now, so how do we end off? We end off by saying, why is it mutter? Really, it's not mutter. So why was it mutter for him? Someone else made it. And same thing with Rabbi Yehuda. Someone else made it, and the reason why Shmuel said to get rid of it was because it was 3D with different chashad. So, umi chashin l'chashada? 1 second, is that even a true chash? Baha, ha'ayi be'kinishta d'shafi yatsiv. There was a shul. The name of the shul was called Chafi Yatsiv, Ben Ahardah. It was in Bavel. The Hava Bay Andartara. It had some image, some bust or something. The Havi Alai Ravu Shmuel, Vavu the Shmuel, the Levi, all this Gedolim daven there. Umatli Hasan, they daven there. Velo Chayshi Lechashada. And nobody was Choshesh. Right? You go to Israel. Not talking about from the ancient times. I'm talking about from the times of Arizal. You go to those shuls in Tzfat. Art all over the walls. Right? You go to those shuls in Tzfat. You know what I'm talking about? You can't. There's no spot where there is an art. What's pshat and all that? Tapestry and everything. Unbelievable. There's a frum. I'm not talking about in the second base of Midrash. We don't know who made them. Right? Those mosaics. I'm talking about that.
Byzantine.
I'm talking about the Arizal. The unbelievable thing. So the answer is Rabim Shiny. It's a Rabim. It's a shul. That's different. Why is that different?
Wait. If it's a Vodazara, a Rabbin makes a difference?
It's not a Vodazara, it's a Chashad of a Vodazara.
Statue? You put a statue up in front of the...
Of what? A statue of George Washington? That may be Mutter. Right, no one's worshipping that. That is a Rabbin. I'm not talking about a statue of an Vodazara. Mm-hmm. What was it? The king? The Abraham Lincoln? Not a Vodazara.
It's not done though.
I don't think it's really done. But I think that's what it means by a statue. I don't think it means a statue of some Zeus or something like that. Or some of a Zara. Maybe some chash of a person. Barring Gamliel Yachadu, Gamliel was only a single person. So, well, he was a Nasi. Kiva the Nasi who Shichi Rabim Gabei. He was a Nasi, so it's like the Rabim. The Rabim's always there. It's a busy office. It wasn't, anybody saying, or another answer, the Prakim Havi. The moon itself was made out of pieces. It was like a puzzle. So the whole thing wasn't even a moon. Vibayisema, or in third answer, Lehislam made of it. He did it only for teaching purposes. The whole thing was for teaching purposes. It wasn't
for a mitzvah.
What?
Fair use.
No one gives that answer, Dvar Mitzvah. It was for teaching purposes. That's what teaching purposes is, the closest thing to Dvar Mitzvah. The Ksiv and it says, Losilmud Lasos. You can't do it to make it. But to use it to teach, to know what the halacha is, the Kiddush HaChodesh, that's mutter. So we had a shiur once here. Rabbi gave a shiur about that, and it was a very complicated shiur. I don't remember the bottom line about making pictures of the sun. I remember we talked about it. If you make a picture like, you know, the kids come home from school, they make a picture of the sun. So what do they do? In the corner, they draw half a sun with like lines, yellow, with lines coming out. That's not what the sun looks like. That's b'chalani what the sun looks like. But that's how we perceive it. If you have to draw it, that's what you would draw. You would draw a yellow thing with lines coming out of it. Right, yellow line.
Doesn't it have
rays? What? The rays don't look like that.
Really?
All right. So, interesting, very interesting daf. The Gemara says the whole daf on this one issue. Very interesting. All right, so we'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow. Everyone have a very good day.